Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey, everybody. Doug Addison, and it's Spirit Connection. On June 3rd, 2015, I want to welcome you, and if you're joining us live on the webcast, great. If you're listening to this later on or watching the replay of the video or listening to it on iTunes, we just want to say thanks so much. Hey, let some other people know about this. I've been doing webcasts for a number of years and really excited. I'm excited for the prophetic words I have to bring. And so, Father, we thank you for all the good things that you're doing. And I know that there's something that's going to break open tonight. I feel really strongly that something is going to break open. And we just pray in the name of Jesus for that to happen. And I got some prophetic words for the month of June and actually going to talk about July and a little bit more. We got Pam in the chat room. If you notice, we have a new chat board thanks to Jason, our webmaster. And we put together a easier interface, so you should be able to log in, do some chatting, take some notes there. And even we have a nice donate button at the top. And so be sure to connect with me. DougAddison.com is my website. And I have a blog every Thursday. A blog goes out unless there's something that's urgent and it goes out, right away. But you can sign up for my blog notifications and also stay connected on Facebook, The Doug Addison under Facebook. Just go ahead and hit like on there and you can get my daily prophetic words. Also on Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison on Twitter and Instagram. But we do the Daily Prophetic, hashtag Daily Prophetic, and we've been doing it for a number of years now, and it's, some great stuff happening, and really excited. So go to my website, download my free ebook if you haven't done it already, Night Dreams, Reveal Your Life Dreams. It'll be right there up at the top banner on the right-hand side, and that'll also get you connected with us with things that we're doing. Okay, well, this is from my prophetic word for 2015 on my blog that I released back in January. And I said this in January about June. In June, there will be another major shift. Well, the first one was actually in May, if you read the prophetic word. But this year, the whole year of 2015 was based on Revelation 4:1, which was, come up here and I will show you the things that are yet to come. And that's what we have to do. It's like an open door. There was a door standing open in heaven, and John got a view of the things to come. But God's saying that this year is to come up here, rise above your current situation, come up here, and you'll see the things that are to come. And that's going on. So I prophesied this at the beginning of the year that May would be a shift, and June is going to continue to shift, like the June gloom, we call it here in LA. It's like a foggy time. Because of the temperatures are changing, and so the fog of forgetfulness is going to be removed as God begins to bring to your memory the promises that you may have forgotten. And, this is going to be, it's going to set the pace for the rest of the year for you. So watch for things to fall into place this fall. This September, you're going to see something really start to come into place. Matthew 6:10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to see an alignment happen with earth and heaven. We're going to see a kingdom alignment begin to happen in June, and things are going to shift. It really will start to look different. So take cover is the first word I got. And when I say that, most people start freaking out, especially when you have a prophetic people saying, take cover. But actually, it's not something negative coming as most people think. But God is saying this to stay under his covering. The things are going to work out if you stay under his covering. Don't be distracted by the things going on. There's a lot of disarray. There's a lot of, tragedies and things like that are happening. But I'm going to release another prophetic word later in the month about that. God showed me that the prophetic intercessors from these words, not just mine, but others, are actually preventing terrorist attack. And that I want to release that a little bit later in the month. But right now, Psalm 91:1-4 is what I heard. Whoever dwells in the shadow of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and the deadly pestilence, and he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. With his faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. Now listen, this is a word right now. Yeah, you might want to stick this on your fridge. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 4. He's going to cover you. And even if there's stuff's happening, you know that surely he will save you from any deadly pestilence or anything like that, snowstorms or whatever. Just really rest in God right now. The enemy wants you to think that you missed it. He wants you to think that something messed up somewhere. But, you know, take cover in God and you won't have anything to worry, because June gloom is going to lift and we're going to start having a bang in July. Another word I got, the right place at the right time. Now, I released this earlier on my blog right around the day of Pentecost. And you might want to check that out. It was a really crucial word about how things are shifting. So God is aligning you to be in the right place at the right time. So connections and relationships and alignment are very important in this season that we're in. Some people, you know, have been limited by their past seasons, or, you know, the places that you are. Some people have been limited there. God is calling people to move out of those situations. Now, whether that's a physical move or you know, a structural move, I don't know. You'll have to figure that out. But God is calling you to do something along those lines. So it's really important to be aligned with the right people right now in this new season. So there are new alliances coming, and this is part of the word I had released earlier. I didn't get it on a spirit connection. It was just on my blog and on some prophetic websites. So the new wind from heaven in Acts 2 brought new people together, and people are going to be drawn into this spiritual shift happening. And as God begins to speak at a deeper level, you may find yourself having to explain things to other people. Just like in Acts chapter 2, he began to speak in people's languages, but it confused them because the people speaking could not have their language, but there was understanding. So it had to be explained. Peter had to get up and say, hey, this that you're seeing is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. So you might need to be doing some this is that things. This is that's happening that God's saying in this dream is that which he promised you years ago, something along those lines. Isaiah 60:22 is the least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord, in its time I will do this swiftly. God's moving quickly right now, and he's causing things. You know, he's causing these humble beginnings to come about, and he's gathering small groups together to do something great. And it's important to get aligned right now in the right place at the right time with the right people for this second half of this year. Repositioning. Here's the words I got as I was praying today. Repositioning, regrouping, reshaping, reforming. And, you know, this is a time where there's a major reformation at hand because the way things were happening previously were actually not working out for us. So it's time, you know, overall in the kingdom, things got put on hold because he's not going to move in a contaminated environment, you know. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. God's given me some more revelation about it. But I kept seeing 2:22 on the clock. I don't know about you. Have you seen that? I keep seeing it, and I know that God spoke to me about it. It's Daniel 2:22 in my case. And if you look at the context, verses 19 through 22, you'll see a verse, Daniel 2:19. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. And this is the mystery of the King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And then Daniel praised God of heaven, and he said, "Praise be the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his." Verse 21, here's the word right now. And he changes the seasons, and he deposes kings and rises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Daniel 9:22, here it is. He reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows that lie in darkness and light dwells in Him. So watch for these things to start happening in June. And from here on out this year, God is going to speak through dreams and visions. And the seasons are changing. God is changing the season. And expect to see changes come through leadership. And you'll see leaders coming in that have been unknown before. And we're going to see some people start to rise up. Make room for that. Be open to it. God's revealing deep mysteries. And, you know, that these deep mysteries are going to be revealed. And expect to see hidden things revealed, hidden things beneath the surface, reasons for things, understanding into things. And I'm not talking about bad stuff being revealed. I'm talking about just God revealing some good stuff. Kingdom strategies are going to start to surface. And Daniel 2:22 is really a crucial one for right now. There's going to be some dividing lines. It's already been starting to happen. Those who have been crying out for God, you know, for the change are going to get it. And those, you know, it's going to come to those who have character, who have love, and most of all, humility. You're being promoted right now if you've been walking in those things. And this is a time more than ever to develop a foundation. I want to give you a few bullet points of the foundation that's going to really allow you to operate. I want the intercessors to get a hold of this as well. But get a hold of these things right now. This is the operating system for the rest of the year. And I'm going to name a few of them off, but this is what I got. All things are possible for those who believe. And it's important to get into this mindset of the all things are possible. And also, with Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Yep, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 9:26. And under that, you know, just we got to understand that God is not angry. This is the operating system. God is not angry at you. He's not out to harm you. He's not the one causing sicknesses, diseases. He's not the one causing disasters. He is not ready to nuke us. I don't care what people are saying right now. They're operating in an old mindset if they're saying this, because God is trying to raise up things right now. And He's the giver of good gifts. This is the operating system. Get a hold of it. He's the Father of lights, from which all good things come from heaven. And He's for you. He's not against you. He's not causing things to happen to you or the world. And He wants to give us the desires of our heart. Listen, once your heart is in line with Him, Psalm 37:4, He's speaking this to me right now, that we've got to get our heart in line with Him. And as we do this, He's going to give us the desires of our heart. Boy, He's been misunderstood. And I want to say this, add this to that foundation. He wants to give you a hope and a future. He doesn't want to harm you. He wants you to prosper and to succeed. Jeremiah 29:11. And you are a new creation in Christ. And the old things are no longer there. They don't have power over you. You're going to see, you're going to see something shift in this area. And things that have been holding you down, I even say the names of the things that might have been holding you down, like a magnetic pull, they're going to start losing its pull. It's going to lose its hold on you. And watch for that. I mean, I was going to release specific words about it, but I decided, you know, let's just watch this play out and see what happens. So as we do this, as you begin to get a hold of this operating system, this new operating system, it's important that we clear the heavens over us. And I talk about this a little bit. In fact, I really want to record a YouTube video and get it out there. My message, love, don't judge, because this is, it's the secret that I have for hearing God. It is how the heavens open. What does it mean to have an open heaven? That means you have a spiritual atmosphere over you. And there's a spiritual atmosphere where things, flow. Everything flows to you. It's not plugged up. And I want to talk about that, how the things could get plugged up, because God gave me this word. I want to release this word right now. Is there's log jams happening in the spiritual realm. And He showed me that many people are suffering from cloudy vision and confusion because of critical spirits. Whether you have a critical spirit or someone has a critical spirit towards you, that can actually cloud your vision as well. And especially if you listen to this stuff. But when we judge others, we also block the blessing that's flowing to us, and it's important. If you can grab hold of this, consider these verses. They have to do with giving, because the more you give, the more you receive. And what God's calling you to right now is to give into those areas that you need. And that's what I do. I give into those areas. I got up today, I heard God. I heard God that, you know, there's some people who really need to hear the Lord. So I put a strategy out on Facebook, and I stood up for people, because I know that we got to battle this critical spirit. We got to battle this thing and help, break people free. So here's one, Luke 6:37 through 39. This is really important, because this is that verse, you know, that you give and it will be given to you, right? Listen, the whole context, Luke 6:37, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and it will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use will be measured to you. And this is important to grasp. The measure that you use, whatever it is, if you judge others, if you're critical to others, then it's judged back to you. That's why when I see people, oh my goodness, when I see people judging, when I see them, being very critical with others. I'm not talking about disagreements. You know, we can have disagreements. That's fine. But I always get in there when I start seeing criticalness, you know, and I want to help people. They don't understand. They think that I'm defending myself. I'm not defending myself. I'm trying to help you. Because if you get a critical spirit, if you get an old way of thinking, it's going to block you from this new thing that God's doing right now. And I don't want that to happen. You know, I want us all to cross over into this new time. And so for the measure you use will be measured to you. So people are suffering from spiritual log jams. That's what God told me. And part of it is from holding on to judgments against others, and part of it is from judgments being given against them. But you know what? We need to get rid of the log jams. And one of the way to do it is, and God gave me this, is Matthew 7:3-5. Jesus said this, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and you do not pay attention to the plank or the log in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me get that speck out of your eye,' and when there is, when there's a plank in your own eye?" Verse 5, "You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly." Listen, "then you will see clearly to be able to remove the speck from your brother's eye." This is so important. You know, this is not like a verse you hear a lot. You know, there's Christians that quote verses all the time and judge people with the verses, but my goodness, this one, I want to say, should be able to really judge our spirit, to be able to say we need to be able to help each other in love and not criticalness. So there's a strong critical spirit today. Remember Jesus said, "Let the one without sin cast the first stone." It's really, really important to grab hold of this. So if you want to get greater authority right now, greater authority in prayer, if you want to hear God on a clearer level, the best thing to do is clear the logs out of your own eye so that you can see clearly to be able to do that with other people. And I can't tell you how important this is. I do this on a daily basis. And I want to tell you that where I first saw this was I was watching a William Branham tape, and he was from an amazing prophetic healing revivalist back in 1950. And he had such a powerful gift, probably one of the strongest prophetic gifts of the century. And he could get the words of knowledge with people's names, what was wrong with them. And, he told people that he couldn't do it on his own. An angel had to come and stand at his side. And in this old grainy video, it was the only video I've ever seen of him, I was watching it, trying to understand how God spoke to him, or if I could learn one thing, just one thing. And then he was saying, he was talking and he wasn't doing the miracle. There was a line of people there waiting to get healed. And he just stopped for a few minutes and he started talking. He says, "I really can't do anything on my own. And you guys know that until that angel comes and stands next to me." And they've even had pictures back then in the 50s of that halo where that angel came next to him. And so that would show up in a regular picture, not a digital picture. But he says, "Until that angel comes and stands next to me, I can't really get anything." Here's the thing that really stood out to me, And this is what sent me on this journey to discover and understand this greater. And he stopped and said, Lord, if my tongue has cursed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask forgiveness. And then, bam, wow, the angel came next to him. You couldn't see it, but you could see the shift in the room and the shift in him. He gets the word for the woman standing there, gets her name, her address, gets what's wrong with her, and she's healed instantly. And you know what was wrong with her? What was interesting, why her heart, she had a heart condition? Because someone, another Christian, had judged her. Here we go, this whole subject of, he himself couldn't hear the Lord. It was a parable. This whole thing was a parable. He himself couldn't hear the Lord until he said, if my tongue has cursed me knowingly or unknowingly, there's a judgment. And the woman that needed to be healed had a heart condition, and she was cursed because people didn't understand. They came against her. Christians had came against her. My goodness, this is something that we really need to grasp right now. And I'm wondering if people can understand the depth of it. I do this all the time. Almost every day I say, you know, Lord, if my tongue has cursed me knowingly or unknowingly, I ask forgiveness. And I tell people all the time that the first place that you're going to really, or one of the main places you're going to see if you have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, you know, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, if you have those, you'll see it behind the wheel of your car. And that people think I'm kidding. This is really serious. And now I know I'm not perfect behind the wheel of my car, but I know that I'm helping other people, and I'm moving towards this. And also, I'm moving people towards taking a negativity fast. And we need to cleanse from negativity. And I'm working on one right now. I'm working on a negativity cleanse kit. And I've been telling people that we need to fast from negative talk and negative thoughts for at least 3 weeks. Go on a 90-day if you really want to clear yourself out. If you know what? If you're fasting, you know, you're doing a Daniel fast or whatever, do this fast. If you do it from negative talk and negative thoughts, and take them captive when they come in 3 weeks, and hopefully a new habit will form in your life. And this is going to clear things. In fact, with me personally, when I started this, and when God spoke to me back in 2004 to do this stuff, and I started to clear up those things, I started hearing God like never before. And especially when I started activating it and taking steps towards it, not just, you know, being careful. People are more worried about their eye gate. You ever hear that they don't watch TV? I say, you know what? You need to worry about your ear gate too. Not that you don't listen to people, but, you know, that you don't listen to that negativity, especially that stuff that's on YouTube. The unconfirmed reports about leaders and the stuff that stirs up dissension. You'll see it. It stirs things up. Stuff that stirs up anger in you instead of, and then, you know, it disguises itself as righteous anger when it's not righteous anger at all. It's anything that a righteous anger will have a redemptive purpose. And yes, I get angry about things, but you know what? I take action. I write the my congressman, or I go into prayer. I get people to agree together. I want to just take some. I just got to take a minute and take authority over something that's going on right now. And what's happening is if we don't agree with a leader, then there's suddenly like a council that's got to meet for them. Or I know, because I had a meet against them and trying to help people because we're worried about, you know, deceiving other people. And I know because some of these councils have met about me and never once in all my years contacted me. And that is unbiblical right there. Because if you have something against a leader, you should ask them. And first of all, if you're talking to anybody else, it's gossip. You should, and you don't go to, you know, I'm just saying that there's too much of this Christian witchcraft, witch hunt going on right now. And judgment, it's causing you to be sick. It's causing other people to be sick. And so the judgments against others can cause you to be sick, or people judging you. And I have been sick, and this is what I want to talk about right now. I want to give you a health update for me, and thank you very much for those who have been praying. But I have been pretty sick for the last 2 years. And yes, I'm saying the word sick, and some people are saying not to say that. But you know what? I haven't felt well. And if you know my story, I hit the wall 2 years ago, almost died with Lyme disease, didn't know what it was for a few months. And then my immune system tanked, and I got start having all kinds of things come up. And with all those blood tests they took trying to find out what was wrong with me, found out I had heavy metal toxicity, really high levels of lead and mercury in my system. And I know, please don't send me your literature. I've got plenty of it. And I've battled for a couple years now, going, you know, various things in prayer, lots and lots of prayer. And the second thing is a really acute case of mold toxicity. And that's what's been knocking me down. Maybe you've heard me. I've been getting healed over and over. I got healed of Lyme. I really did. I mean, it was a year ago, February. That was for sure. I got healed of Lyme disease. But now I've been battling with these other things. I get breakthroughs. I get healing. I'm contending. And if you haven't read my blog yet, go to DougAddison.com or go to the internet and type in strategies to get healed and out of debt. And that is, I'd like to get that out to everybody. And it's a whole list of 18 steps I took over the years to get healed of Huntington's disease, to get healed of Lyme disease, to get out of debt. We really retired a lot. We really got out of debt. We got strategies to get out of debt and get healed. And if you're not getting a breakthrough, you need a strategy. And I've been encouraging people, if 18 of them are, it's probably too much for you, choose three. And that's what I'm doing right now. I got sick again. This mold toxicity, what happened is we had actually confined the items that we knew was negatively affecting me into a storage unit at our condo. And we knew it was those things from my family, old stuff from my family's house. So we didn't want to throw the stuff away. You know, these were keepsakes and stuff like that and old records. But somehow it got mold or some black mold on it. And for me, it caused me to be very ill. But we had like kind of gotten it all confined in a little storage unit. But, you know, we were forced to move just a few weeks ago into a house. And now I was healed. I really got healed. Joan Hunter prayed for me. March 15th, I got healed of the, it's called multiple chemical sensitivity. And I was able to actually pack those boxes up so that they could be moved. But then once I start getting them around them again, and they got back in our house, or the, you know, our house got cross-contaminated, our new place that we're living. And I am having, it just sends me into anxiety at a high level. And so I'm asking for prayer right now. I'm asking you to come into agreement. Well, part of this is there's so much judgment against me for doing new things. And I've been having that for years. You know, I've been a forerunner, using dream interpretation, the prophetic gifts, going to outreaches in places you wouldn't believe, and just what I do as a lifestyle, interpreting tattoos and loving everybody. Really, I love everybody, and people are judging me. So I want to break that off. Would you want to come into agreement with me to break off judgments and jealousy from my life and my ministry? And I believe God's going to do this big last hurrah, I call it. I believe it. I'm contending. I wish I could tell you how, you know, it wouldn't make sense to tell you how bad it's been over the last month, but it's been bad, really bad. But it wouldn't make sense. But in the middle of all this, over all these years, I've still stayed positive. I still believe. I still walk what I preach. I still flip it and flip it good. I still know that even today, when I was attacked so bad and so discouraged, I knew that this was going to, this message was going to go out and reach people, and there's going to be some people set free. I just know it, and God's my only reality now. I'll never buy into the enemy, you know. And so God, all those things, that foundation I gave you, that foundation, all things are possible. You know, developing that God is not, he's not against you, he's for you. So just want to just say, would you just come into agreement with prayer for me and my wife? I just refrain from sending me, the health things, because I have a strategy now. I'm going to a doctor and a different one. So I'm just saying that it's happening. It's really, really hard on us. But I want to release this over you too, with strategy that you need to get healed or to get out of death, a health update that you're going to be giving, a health testimony, a financial strategy that's going to happen. And I just release now, Father, open the heavens over everybody, open the airways. And I just pray that you would show us what Satan doesn't want us to see about the situation. And just like with my situation, you showed us what Satan didn't want us to see, that mold, that toxicity was right there. And this is the time. This is a change of a season. And I'm hearing God say that He's updating callings right now. In the midst of this, He's updating your calling. He's going to update the things that have really have held you down. And it's a time now to move forward like never before. The next few months are going to be really interesting. Now, while I was in Canada, I was just at the Elijah List conference. Thank you so much, everybody, the River Church and Darren Canning and the others there and Steve Schultz. Boy, had such a good time there. But while I was there, God spoke to me, kind of jokingly, nudged me, like, you ought to write a book called Jesus Hasn't Come Back, Now What? Because the negative things that have been prophesied have not happened. In fact, it's caused people to be afraid. And I think that they might be based on something that, you know, they're here, you know, but it might be based to get the intercessors to open up more, but people are actually responding in fear instead. And that's not good. That's not a good thing. And it's the response. So we need to learn how to respond appropriately. And as I was saying before, I'm going to be releasing a word a little bit later in June that that talks more about this, that we, that, you know, things are being delayed right now. We had a big revival, a move of God was supposed to come in 2005. I know, I saw it because in 1994 was the Toronto, the blessing, the Toronto blessing that impacted millions of people. And then about 10 or 11 years before that was the third wave charismatic movement with John Wimber, Peter Wagner. Well, 11 years before that was the Jesus People movement with, the hippies started coming, to Jesus in the 70s, early 1970. Oh, yeah, 11 years before that, 1959 to 61, there was a charismatic renewal where the Holy Spirit hit the church, not just the Pentecostals, but we had, you know, Catholics and Baptists and all kinds of people getting filled with the Holy Spirit that didn't have a theology for it, you know, a belief system. So it was an amazing thing in the 60s. And then 10 years, 11 years before that hit 1950, the healing movement, A.A. Allen, William Branham, Oral Roberts, clearing out hospitals. Wow. You know, go back by 11 years, starting in 1994. Do the math. Go back by 11-year increments, and something happens every time, and it even falls on 1906 Azusa Street Revival. This is so important to see. Bump it up 11 years, 1917, Amy Simple McPherson launched her international ministry, it just set the pace. Go back 11 years, and you'll see that there was a movement happening in the Ivy League colleges. Go back 11 years before that, in the 1800s. I don't have the date right now, but do the math, and you'll see that Mariah Woodworth Eder was rising up at that time. I'm just saying, 1994 was the last big move. You had 11 years, was 2005. We were due for a revival. I prophesied it, and I had to cut. It never happened. And it's 10 years overdue. And God told me, He says He can't come. He can't move in a judgmental, prideful, spiritual prideful environment, that He won't do it because it would turn to greater pride. And He tested along the ways, trying to release something out to see what would happen. But we are overdue right now. And we have to clean up that spiritual atmosphere. That's why I'm bringing out this message, Love Don't Judge. All right. I'll write up all this stuff, but I have that stuff. I've been talking about it for years. Hey, remember, check out my website, DougAddison.com. Pam's in the chat room. And don't forget my free ebook, Night Dreams Reveal Your Life Dreams. And also, please donate. We have a donate button right at the top, and we want to keep these free. And we just really like doing this. I've been doing the Spirit Connection webcast for a number of years. And so feel free to donate, and also with what we do. You know, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We go, you know, I teach people around the world, especially through the internet. Favor in the internet right now, but help us. That's a lot. You know, we just put a lot out, a lot. Just put it that way. We are always giving, and if you've been around me, you know that. And so, also got some upcoming events. I'm not doing a live event this month. I felt like God said to just, you know, focus back home, focus on the internet. I'm going to do a webinar. This is an online training. What do your dreams mean? It's Dream Interpretation Accelerator online course. So it's going to be Saturday, June 20th from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's $37. I've been using this format for a while. People just love it. It's a two-hour packed, and then I give you the notes. And so, you know, it's so worth the worth your time. It's so worth your money, and you'll have a chance to actually submit a dream. And I'll be if you sign up for it, you'll have a chance to submit a dream, and I'll be talking about this particular one. I'll be talking about dream symbols in more detail than I ever have, and understanding dream symbols in context. I will interpret more dreams. I did another one a few months ago, and it was a big hit. And so anyway, I've got a prophetic activation video available to you, and if you just go to dougaddison.com/writing offer, and all lowercase writing offer, dougaddison.com/writing offer. And there's an activation video. If you haven't seen it, I recorded a special. It's about a 9-minute activation video where I actually activate you, give you some tips and things that are going to help you, because I got a word earlier this year that people need to get activated with their story, and that we are living in a time right now where you need to get your story out there. I don't care how you get it out there, but I put together this thing. I felt really compelled by the Holy Spirit to do this. For the next 2 weeks till June 16th, I'm putting together three major things. One is my Write Your Book Now online course, and it's normally $97. It is everything you need to write a book except your story. Honestly, it's templates, 2-hour training video, another hour of how to format things and upload it onto Kindle, how to get your message out there, whether to publish through a publisher or self-publish, but if you want to self-publish, how to do it, how to convert your speaking notes an ebook or, you know, a manuscript. And also what's really cool about this is that, you know, you get all the templates, you get all the forms that you need. So that's one thing. It's usually 97. And then my book, Write a Book Quickly, the second edition is coming, and this is the updated. It contains how to write fiction. It's got 2 more chapters. How to publish on Kindle. So my Write a Book Quickly second edition, which isn't even out yet to anybody else, but in this offer, I'm giving that, and the Write Your Book Now plus the Prophetic Activation Advanced Online Workshop Replay and Notes. And this is to activate you prophetically, and this is to help you get your story down. All that would be $141. We're offering it for the next 2 weeks for $77. Grab it. dougaddison.com/writing offer. At least go over there. At least go there. Watch the video and download the free exercises. I'm giving away 9 writing exercises that I want you to get. I want to get writing activated in you. And so that's going to be exciting. Another event is Activate Your Life Calling. I was going to do another round of that, but you know, I might have to put it on hold. I got to see how I feel. I know I was supposed to launch it this month, but I might have to put it on hold just you know, see how I feel, because I'm trying to go through a healing process right now. And anyway, stay connected. Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter, Doug T. Addison. Instagram, Doug T. Addison, my daily prophetic words. You can sign up on my website to get the daily prophetic words delivered to your inbox, your email. That's what I do. And got Pam in the chat room. Got about 20 minutes here to be able to, 22 minutes to be able to look at some dreams and some different things. And some people have been actually putting those in, and I got to find the top. Here we go. We got questions. You can put questions in. We can't do long dreams. Let me get a sip here. Okay, here's a question. I'm going to leave my glasses on, by the way. It just really works better for me, and I don't like wearing them, but hey, here goes. Why does God mostly give us prophetic words for the future and not for right now? Well, the nature of prophecy is the future. Words of knowledge tend to be about the current. But I want to tell you why he gives you those really clear ones about the future is because he wants you to hold on. And I know the clearest prophetic words I've ever gotten in my life are about the future, and everything looked opposite afterwards. Think about this. When Samuel anointed David as king, you know, to be king, he went through the opposite, so he needed that. When Saul, or in Acts chapter 9, later Paul, when he got the prophetic word, he got the word, that he was going to do some things, and he walked through the opposite. The reason God does it is to keep you from giving up and quitting. Here's another question. Why do we have sexual dreams when we're not thinking or watching anything that's not pure? And how can I ride out such a dream that and have it never come back again? Well, it depends on the sexual dream. I did a webcast a few years ago called Sexual Dreams, They're Not Always What You Think They Mean. And I only did it once because there's so many things that because God is not, they were naked and unashamed in the garden. God is not intimidated he actually uses things like bare breasts in dreams, talk about, being a nurturer or not having a top on, or, pants being off, could be, they're lacking something they need to walk in, or an affair in the dream could be a warning that you're being drawn to something, not necessarily an affair, but something that would draw you away from either your relationship with your spouse or with your relationship with the Lord. Overworking could be an affair in a dream. Or if you kiss someone or you're with them and you're intimate in the dream, even though it's not what you're into, it very much could be that is the same calling that you have. They are gifting, and you're getting like an impartation or something along those lines. And as long as you're keeping yourself clean, then you don't have to worry. Then God's probably speaking to you. Here's another question. What does it mean when you have a dream and you receive a disability check in your account, but you're not disabled? Well, money and checks talk about favor. And so God is he's paying you back. This dream actually means he's paying you back right now where there was an attack or where the enemy came against you and tried to disable you. And whether you're not physically disabled, but it was a spiritual thing. So it's showing you that you're being repaid right now for an injustice, because a disability is definitely an injustice. All right, here's another one. How do you know what certain numbers mean? 757-1234-555-3334-44, et cetera. I think I said last month that I don't focus too much on the numbers, but I do. It's in my book. I was really wrong. I was thinking about that. Yeah, I do, actually. It's in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now. There's a dream dictionary. It's also in the Dream Crash course. And I go into the numbers, but not real clear. 757 really does sound like when I look at that, it sounds like an airplane. But you know what? Some things, especially those that line up, 5 is grace. 5 is the number of grace. 3 5s is grace lining up. 3 is the number of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So I'm seeing 3 3 3 all the time. In fact, I just took a picture today of 3 3 3 3 3 3 on the calendar or on my iPad, because I knew it was significant and there was going to be something. I just want to show you this, that it's 3 3 3 3 3 all the way across. This was today. And so that's the number of God, and it shows you that what he's doing right now, he's lining things up. 4 is, it's God's creation. It's God's creative grace. 4s are lining up. Could be something else as well. You can't lock down one thing. God can't be put in a box. And it's very important to understand that. And so don't use a symbols list. That's why I don't use it. You've got to learn how to understand dreams in context. That's why I'm running this webinar. I'm really going to focus in on understanding how God speaks different ways, and I'll be interpreting your dreams. And 1, 2, 3, 4, it's easy. That's what it means. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. When these numbers start lining up, it's things are lining up. Or it could be a verse. 4, 4, 4, for me, it's Psalm 44:4. 2, 2, 2 was Daniel 2:22. And that, so pray into those things. But boy, I hope you can join me with the webinar this month. And we have a lot of fun on those. And I want to really just kind of focus in for 2 hours. So here's another question. I had a dream that I was going on a job interview, but the GPS led me back to a back alley, and I had to make a U-turn and still lots of time to get to the interview. So God, what this is saying is that There's something coming for you. God's leading you. That's the GPS. You're being led right now, but it's going to go down. It's not going to go the regular way. You know, it's going to go the back alley, so to speak. You're going to learn some things because you still had time, but there's some lessons to learn. Don't get off track here. You had to make a U-turn. Don't get off track because there's something coming for you. An interview is where you get an opportunity, you know, for promotion or a job or something along those lines. So that's your calling, but boy, don't let the enemy get you sidetracked. Don't worry either. Here's another dream. I had a dream I was traveling on a plane with your friends, but when I opened my passport, my photo ID, it was not there. Was not there, but I found it eventually. So I don't know if it was my friends. I guess it was with my friends. So you're traveling on a plane, and you're trying to find your ID, but can't find it, and you find it later. This isn't calling. This is the calling on your life. And what's happening is the enemy's trying to cause you to lose your identity, to forget who you are, but you're going to come back to your senses. And the key is people around you. Let people around you speak into your life right now. That is such a key. All right, here's another dream. In my dream, I came home with my daughter and her friends and found the garage entrance to be open. And I went inside and found nothing stolen, but all my electronics like computer, phones, and old cameras were all turned on and lit up. What does that mean? All right. Well, you know, there was a break-in, right? But garage is where well, first of all, cars tend to be ministry, jobs, opportunities, gifts, things like that. And so what happens when it's in the garage, it means it's not being, it's in storage, or, you know, it's not being used at the moment. So what's happening is the enemy's trying to steal those things and trying to get you not to use them. And those electronics represent gifts that are being activated right now because, you know, activate your calling, right? Activate your, that's what the telephone, you know, the cell phone services. They want to activate it when you get it, and you. So this is to activate you into what your calling is right now. Don't let the enemy push you back. Here's another one. In a dream, a prophet gave me an address and a name on a yellow paper, and said, "Try this place." And when I took the paper, the ink rubbed off and faded, but the prophet laughed in a godly laughter. So, well, this is really interesting. Because it's a prophetic word. There's a prophetic person speaking something into your life right now, but it fades off. So when you get those things like that where you can't remember or it fades off, that means God is giving you, he's putting it in your spirit. He's sealing something away inside you for you to actually go live out. It's Job 33, 14 through 17. You can look it up in the New King James best way. But that God will seal things inside of you and that you need to go, look or search those things out. And so God has done that, even if it's faded and it rubbed off and that there's God, you know, godly laughter being over you. It's a joy of the Lord. Know this, you're going to live those things out. Things are going to start opening up for you even more. If you understand this, if you haven't read my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, I really highly recommend it. You know, get it for you or a friend. It's in every format that we have except Audible, but it's on Kindle and all that. Would really help you with some of these things as I talk about it, or the Dream Crash course as well, and our dream webinars. So here's another one. In a dream, I had a white and brown kitten, I think it is, a string out of the kilt. I'm sorry, it's a kilt. The string out of the kilt came out and drew my husband and I into the body garment. So I'm not quite understanding all of it, but I guess a string out of the kilt came out and it something to do with a body garment for your husband. Well, there's some type of Celtic calling or there's something in your husband's family, and the brown represents compassion. You know, you'll see that with the priests and the brothers. They wore the brown compassion. They were compassionate people. They wore that brown. This is saying that there's something. God's going to lead you on a string. He's going to lead you to something that's going to discover some giftings that were lost in your husband. All right, here's another dream. Keep them rolling here. In my dream, I was on a first floor of an elevator and I soared to the top, which was the 89th floor. And can you tell me what the significance of the 89th floor? Well, back up. First of all, sometimes it's not the 89 that's significant. What's more significant is understanding that you are in an elevator going up, which means progression. You're being promoted quickly. Look at that first, okay? And that you're in this tall building. This is your calling. You're being promoted quickly. Grab hold of that first. If you don't understand something in a dream, this is what I teach in all my material. Don't start with the thing you don't understand. And maybe you already didn't know that. And 89 itself, probably you could look up Psalm 89, would be a very powerful thing to start with. And I would think that that's probably what it is. And there's something in Psalm 89 that will help you. Wow, it's a great dream. Here's another one. I had a dream that a yellow finch and an orange finch, these are birds, were building a nest in my living room under a window. Well, interesting that the birds represent, you know, songs and, you know, different things like that. And birds can be a lot of different things. But here's the thing is that God's doing something right now under the window. The windows represent vision. You know, you look out the window to see out what's coming. You see what's coming. So it represents vision. So God is building a nest. He's building something that's going to bring you joy because he's a little finch, yellow, you know, hope. And perseverance is yellow and orange, could be, possibly. I wouldn't lock it down to that. But there, he's telling you to hold on to something right now and that there's new vision coming to you. All right, I'm going to take a breath here. And we got a few more minutes to go. And so thanks so much, Pam, for getting these in. I'm finding that I can read them a lot better with my glasses on and the font really big. So here's a dream. In my dream, I saw a boxcar fall off the train tracks and was coming down right onto my car, but it did not harm me. Well, you know, boxcars and, you know, those type of freight trains talk about provision, and something's going to fall out of nowhere for provision for you. And that's exactly what that dream means. And the cool thing about dream interpretation is that, you know, we don't lock it down into just what these symbols are. We're also hearing the Holy Spirit. I'm doing that right now for you in these dreams. Here's another dream. In my dream, I passed a slice of blueberry pie to my ex-pastor, but it fell upside down on the table, and I handed it to him. Well, then, that's a funny one. And, you know, blueberry pie, something sweet. There's something that's coming to him that there, you know, there's something that's going to really help him. Blue tends to be the prophetic, you know, or it doesn't have to be. But there's something, whether you know him now, it's an ex-pastor, it doesn't matter. There's something coming to him, but it's going to be given to him in a different way. And that's why it was upside down. And there's some gifting. So I'd be praying for him that he's able to receive things, even though it may look opposite. I had a dream last night. This is someone. With an email that said, received an email that said 6 weeks. And a couple months ago, I received a date for another year of a wedding. Another night, I received 100 days, which is which landed on my friend's birthday. Okay, so you're, I guess, unpacking a few different things, wanting to understand why you had the dream or the email that's in the dream that said 6 weeks. I would write that down. See if, you know, pray something in and write that down. And you know what I do when I get one of those things? I go to my calendar and I actually open it up on my iPhone and I put in and say, you know, dream 6 weeks ago, and I go back and read it and I watch for things. Then it says that you said that there was a date for next year of a wedding. Now, people, boy, I wish I could just spend a whole hour on talking about how to deal with understanding metaphor when it comes to weddings, because they aren't always what you think. And marriages and weddings can be, they can represent new covenants, new, you know, God's promises for you. And so it's really important to grab that. So there's a date for a wedding. There's a promise coming to you. It's possible it could be a real wedding. But don't, you know, just stay focused on the covenant that God's given you. That way you won't get distracted. Sometimes it's both. And then the other one was the 100 days and it landed on your friend's birthday. That means that God was bringing something new, you know, even 100-fold 30, 60, 100 fold landing on its birthday. That's what I'm hearing the Spirit say right now about that. He's doing an increase on your friend. So those are intercession dreams. So in a dream, I was outside with my friend, and my friend said, "Hey, look at that bird." And it used to be extinct. It's what bird, that's the name of it. The bird was on a branch, and it flew over to me and landed on my arm, and for a brief second then flew away. Well, there was an extinct bird called what. And so when things go extinct, that means that God's bringing something back in your life that is unusual. And the what, you might not understand it. The people are saying what, they're not understanding what it is, but it flew over and landed on your arm for a brief second. That means God's imparting something to you that you may not understand, but it's definitely from Him, and it's something that hasn't been around for a while. All right, where are we? Yep, got a few more minutes. Here's another dream. I dreamed I turned down a side street and began praying to God to give me passion. And I turned around and went back in the same street, and I saw a German shepherd who followed me home. And I asked, he was mean, and I was told only in government, which I'm not sure I follow that sentence. But anyway, I'll just start with what I do understand, which is that you were praying for, in the dream, you were praying for passion. And so this German shepherd, oftentimes dogs are friends, and so someone was mean to you, is to be careful that someone mean doesn't get you turned away. And that only in government. I don't understand what that means, but I know that government is usually authority. So what I would say is that there's new authority coming to you to be able to help people, even if they're mean. Oh my goodness, I would hate to have that job, but yes. Anyway, here's another dream. John Paul Jackson gave me new teeth, and they were brand new material that I had never used before, that they were made from brand new material never used before. Well, John Paul Jackson would represent a prophetic word, and that's what this is. Teeth is wisdom. So you're getting wisdom like that has not been seen before. So it's an unusual type of thing. That seems to be the theme of some of these dreams tonight, is that things are coming that haven't been used, that are unusual, that are upside down. That it's interesting that's what's really kind of prophesying here. Here's another dream. In my dream, I was looking out the living room window at my neighbor's steps, and I turned back to my living room, and I noticed it was bare. Old bookshelf was gone. The walls were ready to be painted. Well, okay, living room. This talks about, relationships. You were noticed that you were looking out a window, right? You were in your living room window. That's a vision. And you were looking at your neighbor's steps. But when you turned back, let's just stick with the part, not about your neighbor's steps, but let's just say that, that you're looking out the window, and as you turn back, things are bare and gone. That means God is taking out things, especially with the bookshelf. Things that you have learned in the past may not be what's going to get you to the future. That's why the walls are bare, ready to be painted. God's about to give you a whole download full of revelation. Wow. Wow. Here's another one. I've had a dream about dinosaurs at least once a month for 6 months, and I always try getting, I tried to get away from them. Last night I was dreaming of dinosaurs and said in the dream, "I am tired of dreaming of dinosaurs and I can't wake up." And I started to flap my arms and continually said, "I want out of this dream, get me out." And I woke up quicker than that. Okay, interesting. Let's just say this. Whenever you have a dream that you can, you're dreaming, or you can do things to get out of it, it's called a lucid dream. And I'm going to talk about lucid dreams on this new webcast this month on June 20th. I'm going to get into lucid dreams to understand about why it is biblical. You could actually change that dream, like you were able to get out of that dream quicker, and you can interact with God. And so dinosaurs talk about old religious spirit. These are old things. They should have died a long time ago. They're still alive. Well, there's some religious spirits around here, or some ancient things that are no longer relevant. And, it's time to break out of that God's calling you to. I'm not saying it's you. It's around you somewhere. Obviously, it's, God's calling you. Notice this theme again. He's doing new things. The new walls are ready to be painted. I want to get out of this old thing. And, you know, everywhere I go, I talk with people who are going through this right now. They're going through this new, you know, God says, I want to do something new in your life. And it's amazing. So, Father, I thank you. Boy, it's been an amazing hour. Can't believe it's an hour already. So I thank you for all the new things you're doing. I thank you for everybody. I activate these things right now. I activate that understanding of dreams. Open up the heavenly realm. Father, show us where we have clogs. Show us where we have a clogged heaven and things that have stopped us from being able to hear your voice. And Father, I pray that you would release finances. I pray that you would release passion. I pray that you would release people from sicknesses, and that there would be just an amazing amount of revelation flow out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, remember DougAddison.com this month, the Dream Webinar on the 20th. Also, the special for the next 2 weeks, DougAddison.com/writing special, I think it is. And I forgot that. But anyway, we'll be releasing it out. Really grab hold of that, and also be praying for the healing, my healing. And I'll be praying for you guys. See you on the internet. Love you all.